7:10, time to turn to sports. The Royals come up short in Seattle yesterday afternoon. Steve Stewart with a recap.
The Royals complete their West Coast road trip with a winning record 4-3, their first winning road trip in 2 years. On Wednesday, Seattle took the rubber game of this three-game series, 4-2. Seattle put up 2 runs, 1 earned over 5 innings off Royals starter Alec Marsh. It was a grind for Marsh, who needed 39 pitches to get through the second inning. Ams took a 2-0 lead through 4. Casey pulled within a run twice in the ballgame, but couldn't come all the way back. Bobby Witt Jr., 2 RBIs. On tomorrow at 6 on the Royals Baseball Network.
Steve, thanks. Casey off today. The Wind Surge took a 2-game lead in the Propeller Series with a 7-1 win over Tulsa last night. The Hutch CC baseball team's road to Grand Junction became longer Wednesday as the second-seeded Blue Dragons upset in the opening round of the Plains District Region 6 tournament by Barton. 10th-seeded Cougars scored 2 runs each in the 6th and 8th to erase an early Blue Dragon lead, and they win 5-3 at X Stadium. The Dragons begin the trek in the elimination bracket at 10 a.m. this morning against Dodge City. Marco Anderson carted a national tournament career low 68 to lead the 5th-ranked Hutch CC men's golf team in the second round of the national tournament. Dragons made a 4-stroke improvement from Tuesday's opening round. They remained tied for 10th with Western College, Texas at 14 over 582. They'll tee off between 810 and 850 here this morning. Hutchinson freshman golfer Charlie Box earned 3 new honors at the NJCAA Division I banquet Monday night. The freshman from England named to the first team of the NJCAA Central District All-District Team. Honorable mention list of the NJCAA Division Ping All-America teams and was named an NJCAA Division I freshman team member as well. Kansas Shrine Bowl headed back to Dodge City for the second time in 2025. Shrine Bowl of Directors announcing the 52nd annual Shrine Bowl will be Saturday, June 21st at Memorial Stadium in Dodge. They previously hosted it back in 2019. NFL announced the regular season schedule for the 2024 season. Chiefs currently slated to play in 8 standalone games, including 5 primetime contests, as Arrowhead will play host to 6 of those. That complete schedule at hutchpost.com under the sports tab. K-State adding depth to the quarterback room as they have signed transfer Taquan Roberson to a financial aid agreement. He's a former top 15 recruit at a high school, transferring to K-State after 2 seasons at UConn, started at Penn State last year with UConn. He threw for over 2,000 yards, 12 touchdowns, rushed for over 120 yards as well. He will be a backup, it appears, for K-State. Shockers adding more firepower to the basketball court, getting St. Peter's transfer Corey Washington. He spent 2 years there. He's got 2 years eligibility remaining and appeared in 54 total games, started 47 this last year, averaged 16.6 rebounds a game. That's sports. Weather coming up.